Support for Tested comes from Duke Health, reminding listeners that COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, and can protect individuals and others from the virus. Together, communities can end this pandemic. Find sites for a free vaccine at dukehealth.org.
This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Leonita Inge. You may recognize some of the big names in gospel music, Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, and Marvin Sapp. But hands down, the queen of gospel music is Pastor Shirley Caesar. Caesar, a native of Durham, North Carolina, is known for keeping traditional African-American gospel music alive. She spent the early part of her career singing with the Caravans. As a solo artist, Caesar has won numerous Grammy Awards, Stellar Awards, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And then she got the chance to meet President Barack Obama in 2015 to sing at the White House celebration of gospel music. Here's his introduction.
Well, I hope everybody's in the spirit tonight. I'm bringing some church to the White House.
Obama said, for years, the White House has welcomed the quintessential sounds of America, from jazz to Motown to blues to country. So it was fitting that they celebrated the music that influenced all of those genres, gospel. One reason Caesar is so widely known is because no audience is too big or small. Here she is performing for the NPR Tiny Desk Black History Month series in 2022.
You know, mothers are so special. I took care of my mom from the time that I was 12 years old up until we laid that empty house in the clay. Those of you who are privileged and blessed, and you got a mom at home, you better treat her good, because you never know when she's not gonna be there. And so I just want to share just a little bit of this song with you here on the Tiny Desk, okay?
Caesar, at 83 years old, is back to playing grand stages now since the start of the pandemic. One of her biggest performances in recent years is scheduled in her home state of North Carolina at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Raleigh is also the home of Mount Calvary Word of Faith Church, where Caesar is the pastor. Since it is so lovely, describe where we are right now, and I guess how important of a place this is in your life.
Well, right now, the two of us are sitting in our church, Mount Calvary Word of Faith Church. We are located 3100 Sandiford Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is a church that the Lord blessed me to build from the ground. We started out with 10 acres of land, and now we have a total of 53.5 acres of land total. So the Lord is so good. My vision is to build Calvary City. And of course, you know and I know that I'm not dealing with a city, but it's going to be a small community. So that's my dream. That's my dream, okay?
So sort of like a place where people can worship. They can maybe possibly live with community, even, I don't know, retire, just have a safe place to be.
When I say a community, I'm dealing with houses for the elderly. And also, I think that every little community needs a whole lot of things. Like, I'm hoping and praying that, you know, that we'll be able not only to have houses for the elderly, but low-income housing. And I'm hoping and praying that we will be able to touch the hearts of maybe some grocery store, maybe Food Lion or something like that, that they will also come and put a food chain in our area. And the church, of course, is going to be here because we are a part of Calvary City. So I'm excited about that.
One reason I definitely wanted to meet you and see you, I know how many people definitely revere you and appreciate, I mean, from your music to your gospel, but I just wanted to make sure, how did you fare during the pandemic? I mean, did you get sick? Were you able to stay healthy and keep your ministry going?
That's a wonderful question, and I have a wonderful answer. The Lord is so good to me. When it comes to being sick, I've never been sick in my life. You know, I've had colds, I've had sinus drainage and things of that nature, but I'm so grateful to the Lord that I came through that storm of COVID untouched. To God be the glory. And I'm also grateful to say that I'm going to be singing with my group, the Caesar Singers. They're named after me. It is going to be off the chain, girl. I'm going to be singing I Remember Mama. I'm going to sing Take Your Knee Off My Neck. I'm going to be singing That Jesus, I Love to Call Your Name, The Armor of God, Sweeping Through the City, a whole slew of songs. And then I'm going to do an old-fashioned medley of hymns like Nobody But You, Lord. When I was in trouble, you brought me over. Then there's one, Oh Lord, I Want You to Help Me. There's so many, many wonderful songs. And so those of you that's listening, I want you to plan now to be with me, because it's going to be an awesome, awesome evening.
Well, I know I can't wait for it, and a lot of people have been buzzing about it. I'd like to know, you know, maybe your schedule hasn't been as busy as normal, because I hear you just don't stop. I mean, that's what people love about you. But I mean, how have you been, like, preparing? I mean, are you the type of person that you just sing every day, all the time? Or, I mean, can you just get on the stage and perform like that? Is it all just in you? Or, you know, you have to do some special preparation.
Thank you. My special preparation is prayer. Because if I don't pray, I don't think I could make it. I don't do a lot of voice aesthetics or whatever you want to call it. When I get there, they just give me the mic and point the way. And me and my group, there are 10 of us. And then when they get ready for me, they'll just give me the mic and point the way. And I'm following the finger. I'm going right on out there. And God's going to do the rest.
I know, and anybody who definitely has followed you, we know you've been singing all of your life.
Yes.
All of your life, for decades, since you were a small child, and that your, you know, people in your family sang as well. And I know you were, you know, you were raised in Durham, North Carolina, in a big family. So I wonder if any of your family members or siblings still sing with you at all. And maybe any encouraging words that you may have for some future, hopefully, you know, gospel or, you know, singing stars out there.
In my group right now, I have two family members. I have a niece and I have a cousin. He sings tenor. She sings second soprano. She's in our group. Her name is Tammy and Donald. They sing in the group. And one thing about me, I'll sit down and let them just sing, sing, sing. We're just going to just let go, and we're going to let God have the right of way. People have been going through, Leonida, they've just been going through so much. Many of them lost loved ones. Many themselves have been very sick. I just want to bring some joy and some love and some peace and all of that, and just put it, just spread it all over that auditorium, letting them know that you may have been through the storm, but you made it. You may have had some heartaches and some pain, but you made it. And it's all about on the other side of the comma. I went through comma, but I made it. Hello. So, yeah, and I've been singing all of my life. I'm trying to encompass your question. I started singing when I was, I guess, maybe 3, 4. And I've been doing it ever since. At one time, I was doing almost 200 dates, concerts a year. But I don't have to do all of that now. To God be the glory. Why? Because there are a whole lot of other wonderful singers out there. And I want to praise God that he extended my shoulders so that a lot of those young singers could stand on my shoulders as we have taken this grand and glorious gospel of Jesus across the length and breadth of the world. I've been to Israel, I've been to Australia, I've been to Austria, I've been to West Africa, South Africa, to all of the Bahamas, I've been all there, and you name it. God has so richly blessed my life. Let me tell you something. If the Lord would call me now, he doesn't owe me anything. He has allowed me to just travel extensively across not only the United States, but in other countries. There are so many, many, many places that God has blessed me to go, and now I'm coming right back home to do it again right here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
A lot of fans, you know, have their favorite songs of yours, right? And, you know, you have so many albums, so many awards, but can you recall, I guess, what is probably the most requested of you to sing? And I don't know, maybe you get tired of singing it or not, but what's the biggest request?
Well, you got to understand that it depends on the time of the year, because I try to sing songs that would relate to holidays. Like, for an example, Mother's Day, I sing Like No Charge. That's an old country song. I sing I Remember Mama, The Faded Rose. Those are the kinds of songs that I try to sing for Mother's Day. I recorded another song just from George Floyd's incident, when the policeman put his knee on George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes. Over 8 minutes. And this boy lost his life. Well, I'm going to sing that. Take your knee off my neck. Okay, so I'm going to be doing that. Jesus, I Love to Call Your Name. For Easter, I sang songs like Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? Calvary, surely he died on Calvary. And I'm sure that there are others, but I try to do something that's going to keep that holiday in their hearts and in their minds. But I tell you what, I'm sure if I keep on singing, I'm going to hit one of your songs.
That's award-winning Queen of Gospel, Pastor Shirley Caesar. The North Carolina native is scheduled to perform in one of her biggest concerts since the start of the pandemic at the Duke Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. My favorite quote from our chat: you may have had some heartaches and some pain, but you made it. And it's all about on the other side of the comma. I went through, comma, but I made it. Hello. That's it for this episode of Test It. Charlie Shelton Ormond is our producer. Dave DeWitt is the editor. I'm Leonita Inge. Thanks for listening.